this weekend, the 45th annual Bronson Polish Festival, and everybody gets to be Polish this weekend, whether you are by bloodline or not. Candy Cox, the president of the Polish Festival Council, joins us in the studio and with the weather forecast for this weekend. So many new people involved in the council this year. You got to be really excited about this year's festival, aren't you?
We're very excited. And, you know, it's supposed to be a great weekend. So we just hope everyone will come out and enjoy one or more of the events.
Revival of the Polish Festival probably 5-6 years ago. You got a lot more people involved in it, and the energy just seems to have grown and grown and grown here last couple of years with this.
Yes, we're getting all kinds of new ideas. People contacting us and saying, why don't you try this? Why don't you try this? And, you know, we would like to do a lot more events, but it takes a lot more people and a lot more money and sponsorship to do all the new events.
Yeah, well, it's starting to grow with that. You've added some new events this year. You've got some of the same that are still there. And one of the really neat one, I think just always is that big opening ceremony kickoff.
The opening ceremony's on Thursday night at 6:30 at St. Mary's Gym. Last year, we had approximately 450 to 500 people there. And, of course, everybody wants to come to see who the royalty's going to be. And this year, all of the royalty's a secret, from the junior prince to the king and queen. We're keeping it all a secret.
That's kind of neat this year, too. And, you know, and when you read the biography of those people who get crowned, especially king and queen, you go, wow. For, you know, the heritage over so many years of either what they've been involved with or their families have been involved with. It's kind of neat that stays alive in the Bronson area.
Yes, it is. And, you know, we just really want to honor those people, especially the king and queen, because they've given so much to the community.
Yeah. You've added a few events. Well, like last year, actually, you added the Polish food cook-off. That's back again this year. But what are for you are some of the maybe other big highlights kind of each day as we go through? Obviously, Thursday's the opening ceremonies, but then maybe on Friday.
Okay. Also, Thursday night at Bronson High School, we have the fireworks.
That's right. Yep.
Friday, we start out, we have a pancake and sausage breakfast. Of course, all the craft and food vendors start arriving downtown. Kids' Day at Douglas Park. That's a huge event. And any kid can come. You don't have to live in Bronson, so anyone. And then right after that, we go downtown and we have the kids' pedal pulls. And that's a fun event. And, you know, we'd like everybody to visit the craft vendors. That evening, there's a lot of places you can go for Polish food. One of the highlights is the Congregational Church always has their turkey breast and Polish sausage dinner. Mm-hmm. Of course, the KCs, the Legion, Stingers. Stingers is going to have a DJ downtown, and they are also having a tent out in front of their business. Smitty's is having live entertainment. The Strike Zone is having live entertainment. And then at 9 o'clock, we have the Polka in Her Shoes. And we did that last year. That was a first-time event. And had a lot of fun. And the proceeds from that go to help the domestic violence shelter.
Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And nobody broke an ankle last year.
No injuries. So
that's
come on out. And we have all the high heels for people to wear.
We've also got the talent show on Friday night, too. And that's a great way to showcase the youth in our community.
Yes. And there's also an adult division for the talent show.
All right. Then that's happening at the Community Foundation Building, the Bronson Theater, as well. And then on Saturday, another full day of activities going on, too.
Oh, Saturday is really a busy day. Again, pancake and sausage breakfast. We have a 5K race and a 5K walk. The antique tractor show, women's softball, men's softball, the annual Polish Festival car show, 3-on-3 basketball, sand volleyball. Again, craft vendors. We'll have the kids' zone downtown with inflatables and pony rides and the dunk tank. And then new this year, we have a cornhole tournament going on. And that will be right in front of Stingers across from the library. And again, the Knights of Columbus Ox Roast, the Scrappy Quilters will have their quilts on display at the First Congregational Church. United Methodist Church has chicken barbecue. 1 o'clock, the big parade, the third largest in Michigan. And, of course, every day downtown, bingo is going on for all those people that want to play bingo. We have a Scotch doubles bowling tournament, modified garden tractor pulls, and then the big truck pulls. at night. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll have the big money raffle. Those tickets are only $5 a piece, and you have a chance to win 10 different prizes, with the top prize being $2,000.
Just a full weekend of activities going on in Bronson. And, of course, for the parade, Randy Ludwig is your Grand Marshal this year.
Yes, so. And Randy does so much for the community of Bronson, and so we are so happy to honor him.
All right. And then on Sunday, things just kind of wind down.
Right. The softball men's tournament is kind of winding down, and the council is ready to relax after the weekend.
Chance to catch your breath a little bit, so. Well, very neat. Again, there's not a lot of festivals like this in the state of Michigan that have been going on for 45 years that you've been able to actually to keep the tradition, too, because the people who show up in dress, the food that's served, and all of that.
Right. And, you know, I think the whole community, all of Branch County comes together to help support this festival. We also have people from outside the state come in, and we're just really happy with everyone that participates.
45th Annual Bronson Polish Festival, Thursday through Sunday in Bronson. 45 years of Polish fun, and have another fun weekend. We'll see you down there.
Thank you.
Candy Cox, the council president, with us this morning in the studio.